selling the Socialist just some of the events where the Socialist newspaper was sold in the past days. A week selling the Socialist in Cornwall with time on my hands. When the depression allows, I'm able to spend some time 5 days a week selling the Socialist newspaper. This is a week in my life on the streets. Friday, I go into the center of Truro. When I'm successful selling the Socialist, I encourage people to give their details, to join the fight for socialism. Quiet day. Heavy showers don't help, and I only manage to sell two. Saturday, back in Truro. The weather is the same, so no one wants to chat. I do manage to sell five. Monday, I catch the train to Falmouth. Standing outside a well-known store, between showers, I manage to sell four. Despite the weather, those who bought wanted to talk. The talk was about Brexit and the need for a general election. Tuesday, train to Penzance. This is my favorite place, with some wonderful characters. There also seems such a high rate of wasted youth and adulthood. An epidemic of people with drink and drug problems and homelessness. Although it might just be that the problems are more open in Penzance. Some of the homeless stop and talk. Their stories are quite moving. In all, I sell six papers. Penzance leaves me drained but determined. Wednesday, back in Truro, the last day of my week. Fine weather, so people are stopping and talking. The main topic is again Brexit. We agree that under the Tories, no matter what the Brexit deal, the working class will suffer, we will pay the price of capitalism. I sell six papers, and collect details from two people. All in, it's been a good week. 23 papers and £19.27 for the Socialist Party's fighting fund. With the stories I've heard, no matter what abuse I may get, I will be determined to do my bit for the fight to rid us of the evil that is capitalism, and fight for a socialist society everywhere. Trevor Hall, Cornwall Socialist Party Leicester NHS Film. We sold 19 papers at a showing of Under the Knife, organised by Save Our NHS Leicestershire on the 14th of October. There were about 90 people there. Many bought a copy of the Socialist newspaper. It helped having Steve Skaw's article on front page, especially as he is a well-known local working class fighter. We also were able to speak in the discussion at the end of the film, raising the need for a trade union and community mobilization to back Corbyn's anti-austerity policies. Heather Olling, Leicester Socialist Party Hull Kurds demo. We sold 26 copies of the Socialist at the Hull Trade Union Council solidarity rally against Turkey's military intervention in Kurdish Syria. Around 150 to 200 local Kurds and trade unionists marched from Springbank into the city centre Victoria Square. Philip Culshaw, Hull Socialist Party.